Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 9 and verses 2 to 4. What a gathering. Just think of it, my friend. Let me read it to you. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. And then you get in verse 7, a voice from the cloud, "This is my son whom I love. Listen to him." Mark chapter 9, verses 2 to 4, and I suppose I should say 9, 2 to 4, and 7. What a gathering. We have God the Father there. We have Christ there. We have Moses, we have Elijah, and we have Peter, James, and John. What an illustrious gathering on that mountain there that day. Of course, the three characters I want to speak about in this discourse are these three: Moses, Elijah, and Christ. And they're talking together. There appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. And we know from Luke chapter 9 and verse 31 what they were talking about. We're not told by Mark, but we know what they were talking about. And what were they talking about? They were talking about the death of Christ. Now, the death that he would accomplish. And that's a great word. You get it in John 19, verse 30. It is accomplished, tetelestai. Not it's just simply over. It is accomplished. I have accomplished the task the Father gave me to do. This is my Son whom I love. Listen to him. He will accomplish my will. He does my purpose. And that's crowned, that's the core of that, the heart of that, is the cross of Christ. The resurrection follows and so on. But the cross of Christ, the blood of Christ, the sufferings of Christ, the death of Christ for his people. Now, I think there's a world of teaching here for us. Moses, Elijah, talking with Christ about his death. Well, to me, it reminds me of several other passages in the Gospel. It reminds me of the Gospels. It reminds me of the parable of the wineskins, very much so. Here it is again. Here we have it very clearly. It reminds me of the teaching of Matthew 5, verse 17. Christ came into the world to fulfill the law, not to simply abolish it as meaningless, but to fulfill it and complete it, and as the writer to Hebrews says, to render it obsolete by superseding it, by bringing in all the substance of it, Colossians 2, 17. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. John 1:17. Moses, the law. Elijah, the prophets. The old covenant. What are they doing? Speaking of Christ, pointing to Christ, in symbol, shadow, type, picture, illustration, prophecy, whatever. Everything pointing to Christ. And Christ comes, and Christ is all, Colossians 3:11. Moses, a servant, speaking of Christ, the Son of God. Elijah the prophet pointing to Christ. These are symbols, pictures. They're real men standing there. I'm not saying that, but they represent the law, the prophets, and the old covenant, all combining together to speak of the glories of Christ in his death. It's all Christ. It's all about Christ. Christ is central. It's all highlighting Christ. It's all pointing to Christ. The searchlight is upon Christ and his death. What should preachers be doing? If Moses is doing it, a prophet will the Lord your God raise up like me. If Elijah's doing it, the prophets are doing it. Behold, the Lamb of God, and so on, John the Baptist, and Isaiah 53, and many other places. If all these people, if all the old covenant is doing it, what should I as a preacher be doing? What should I be preaching on? Lectures on politics or morals or anything like that, or trying to rectify society, Praise Christ, brother. Sir, we would see Jesus. John 12:21. I've preached in chapels where on the back wall is, or in the pulpit, there's written out, Sir, we would see Jesus. Praise God for it. The law and the prophets speak of Christ. They point to Christ. The Old Testament points to the New Testament. The Old Covenant points to the New Covenant. Galatians 3:23-24. That's not, like Calvin said, an individual preparation. That age was leading up to the age of Christ. The Old Covenant age ended. It was temporary with the coming of Christ. Read Galatians 4:3-4 and see. All the events show that Christ is all, and Christ is all now. And that's the vital point. If the law and the prophets preach Christ, then so should I. Let Anne Steele say something to us. Jesus, the spring of joys divine, whence all our hopes and comforts flow. Jesus, no other name but thine can save us from eternal woe. In vain would boasting reason find the way to happiness and God. Her weak directions leave the mind bewildered in a dubious road. No other name will heaven approve. Thou art the true and living way, ordained by everlasting love to the bright realms of endless day. Here let our constant feet abide, nor from the heavenly path depart. O, let thy spirit, gracious guide, direct our steps and cheer our heart. Safe lead us through this world of night and bring us to the blissful plains, the regions of unclouded light, where perfect joy forever reigns. And that, my friend, is only possible through the Lord Jesus Christ. May we learn from this glorious gathering, this illustrious gathering, to see Christ in all. And may those of us who preach and all of us who witness and testify, may our business be to be crying out, Behold, behold, the Lamb. As Wesley said, if I, with my latest, my final breath, I might cry, Behold the Lamb.